This is Liz Franzel with Crawford Media Group, and today I'm joined by Travis Pander, Director of Digital Media here at Crawford, and George Witten, founder and director of a Christian news outlet called Worthy News. We'll be talking about how important it is to get news that brings truth and how Worthy News is instrumental in doing that. Welcome to our program, George.
Hey, thank you for having me. Can't wait.
George, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you started Worthy News.
First off, I started Worthy News because I wanted to inform the watchman about what's happening in the world. So Worthy News was found on this idea, watch ye therefore and pray always to be found worthy to escape these things. So, you know, the first portion of that is watch. An ancient Hebrew word for watchman is the word notzrim. It happens to be the modern Hebrew word for Christian. So the idea of Worthy News was actually to equip believers to be watchmen, to pray through the events that are significant, hence worthy. So we cover what's happened around the world, what's happened in Israel, what's happened in the United States, what's happened to believers. And we try to make it like a condensed prayer point by point. And then on top of that, I've been a pastor for 25 years. And so every day that I send out a worthy brief that covers the news, I also send out a daily devotion. So I cover really, I try to give believers really, not just milk, but really a lot of meat to really, you know, get them prepared for the coming of the Lord, that they may be found worthy to escape these things. So that's the whole understanding of Worthy News, how it got started, and why we do what we do.
So what type of news do you report? Is it national, international, local?
Everything. Yeah, we cover the world. We cover, right now we have journalists in Jerusalem, Budapest, Rome. And then we have journalists in the U.S. So we cover what's happening around the world. We cover what's happening in Israel in great detail, what's happening in the United States. And then obviously what's happening to believers, because this is probably going to be the most unique time, for the Lord to work. we're going to see so many things happen that are going to be mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And I just want believers to really understand everything that's happening.
Yeah. Travis, you post Worthy News on our KLTT and KLZ websites. What are the results that you've seen since you've been doing this?
Yeah. So getting content for any website is a challenge, and especially for ministries and things like that. And that's why what George does is so important. We've been able to pull his feed onto our website so Christians can see what's going on around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's getting a lot of attention. People are coming to the site and reading the news, and they're also finding George through that as well, which is great because the site has so many good resources outside of the news in addition to that. So getting great results. People love it. We get emails every day about the content that we post from Worthy.
Mm-hmm. George, you bring truth. We know mainstream media, let's just say we don't always hear what's really going on.
Right.
So what are some of the things that you're seeing out there? Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned we've got a whole new era coming up, I think, happening tomorrow. And a lot of things going on in Israel. What would you like to talk about?
Well, that's a broad subject. We could talk about all kinds of things. So the understanding of Worthy News was, you know, when we first started Worthy News, it was much like a Drudge Report. You know, we used to link to different services. And then right around 2016, obviously, we started getting more of an indication, hey, the news really isn't as truthful as it appears to be. And it really, you almost saw an agenda, a narrative being spoken of through the news instead of just facts. And so right around that time, I just felt the Lord speaking to me, hey, we just need to become our own news agency. So that's when we started hiring writers. So now we have journalists in Jerusalem, Budapest, Rome, throughout the United States. And now the other thing was I wanted to, you know, we have a very simple thing in Worthy News. We don't run any ads. We're just completely faith-based. You know, I have a very simple saying, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. And God's will is for his people to be informed with truth. And, you know, I'm not allowed to lie. I mean, it's kind of a creed, you know, thou shalt not lie. Mm-hmm. Somehow or other, we don't, you know, the media doesn't understand this. But, you know, the first thing that the Lord said about the last days in Matthew 24, the very first thing he said was, take heed that no man deceive you, that mm-hmm. we're surrounded by liars. So it shouldn't be such a crazy thing that the media is trying to lie to us all the time. They're just proving the words of Jesus true. That's all that's taking place. But at the same time, we as believers, we have to be properly informed about what's happening, why things are significant. For example, we just did a story today of Israel striking a site in Syria. And Israel doesn't comment on these sites, but the Syrian news agency goes ahead and details it. Well, the town that they hit was only 6 miles south of Damascus. And why is the town significant? Well, the town is a place where what's called the Twelvers go for a retreat. It's actually a place that Shiite Muslims go to get healing. And this is the town that was struck today. So we didn't just cover the fact that Israel hit this town of Damascus. We covered the entire significance, spiritual significance of it. Because without understanding the spiritual war that's being played out, how can we properly pray into the events taking place?
Right.
And so the idea of Worthy News was really not just to give you news, give you the background of the spiritual war that's taking place. And it's in much more detail that you'll never find on another, you know, you won't find that aspect on APP or AP or Reuters or, you know, anything else. So that's Worthy News. Worthy News is just to equip believers.
And I think people respond to that. I think we all see that that lying in the media. And I think that's why it was so neat for me to find that and want to pull it into KLTT and KLZ. It's truth. And the truth is so strange when we're surrounded by Drudge Reports and ABC News and fact checks and even White House you know, transcriptions that come out edited. So I think that's right. Why it's so refreshing to see Worthy News telling facts. That's what it is. I used to love Drudge Report. It used to be the only place I'd go in the 90s and early 2000s. And you can track Matt Judge's descent into the mainstream media. It was sad.
Right. Well, I have a feeling that he actually sold it. He's probably under an NDAA and can't reveal that he sold it. I think that's what's happened. I don't know that he actually runs it anymore. I think he probably got a payday and said, you know what, I can retire for a long time. That's my feeling on that. But, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is.
I could go on for hours about Drudge Report, so we'll spare you.
So, George, you actually have reporters out in the field.
Oh, yeah. Well, so the great thing about what's happening is, so my reporters are actually international. So the lady that's in Rome actually was part of my church in Israel, and she actually came to visit. She was a reader of Worthy News. She'd just gotten saved. She started getting her devotions. She didn't even know how she was getting them. She goes ahead and has family in Israel. Her mom is Israeli. She comes over to Israel for a wedding, and she, you know, comes to the service. She goes, I love this. I love this. Brand new believer. We discipled her for 6 years right next door, and she actually was a lawyer. She was a lawyer. She has her stepfather was British. So she spent time in Great Britain, Australia. She lives in Rome now where her mom is. She speaks multiple languages.
Wow.
And so she's our reporter on the ground in Rome. Our reporter in Budapest actually comes from a Dutch background. His father has been a longtime reader. He gets our daily devotions, and he speaks, like, you know, German. He lives in Hungary now. You know, he speaks Dutch. He speaks English. And so I have these writers that have been doing what they've been doing for a long, long time, but now they're international. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if there's something that happens in a German newspaper, you know, I have reporters actually can read what they're saying. And actually, because what literally happens is, in translation, we lose what the story is really all about.
Right.
For example, last week we did this story on Christian phobia. I can't even say the word. You know, it's like Islamophobia, but what happens to believers?
Mm-hmm.
And we covered in detail, you know, the churches that are being burned all over Europe, the things that are happening, that these Muslims that are immigrating to, you know, most people don't realize Germany, 22% of Syrians live in Germany now. I'm sorry. 1 in 20. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. 1 in 20 Syrians live in Germany now. That's how many Syrians have immigrated to Germany. And Germany has this massive flux. Like, we look at immigration problem here in the U.S. and we say, what in the world is going on here? How are all these people going?
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is that you see this mass influx coming into areas, and they're literally changing the demographics of France, of Germany. And what's really kind of bizarre, I don't want to say this in a negative way because I'm afraid that people won't have me come and speak. but what's happened since I've been redeployed to the States, and I'll say that in a very, I don't have time to explain the story, but since this happened, I was 1 week after George Floyd in Minneapolis, I was in the middle of the Chaz and Chad riots in Seattle. I was in the middle of the Portland riots. I was going to go speak at Jonathan Cahn's congregation on the day that they had the earthquake in Jersey. I was driving. I had to leave Florida because of a hurricane. I had to drive back to my where my parents live in Baltimore. And that's the day the Baltimore Bridge was hit. I was scheduled to speak last week. I spoke last week in Florida, in Bradenton, 5 days after the hurricane. So the Lord has, I cannot even begin to tell you, I do not book more than a week or two out in advance. I do not book meetings. God ordains meetings. God ordains divine appointments for me to preach revival. And in doing so, he leads me to where news things happen. I was doing a revival in Indiana, literally an hour and a half away from Springfield, Ohio, when that whole thing went down with, they ate the dogs.
Yeah.
I was an hour and a half. I actually was able to go there, and the first thing I go to any location to get boots on the ground, I talk to the pastors. Mm-hmm. I mean, pastor to pastor, I can talk to pastors about what they're seeing on the ground. And some of the details I'm getting are like, are you kidding me? How's this not reported?
Yeah.
Like, there's really? No voice for us. There's no voice for us. And so that's where we step in. We are the voice for the believers that are being censored on Facebook, for the believers that are censored on Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Worthy News does. We are just this voice for the censored, really. And at the same time, we're censored.
I think what you're doing is responding to the nothing to see here scenario with mainstream media. You're saying, oh, for look.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you're also showing us what journalism looks like, right? We got caught in the digital age and everybody wants to hit a button and have their story write itself. But you're going out into the field and doing journalism the way we did it in, you know, the beginning days of our republic, you know?
What was really crazy, I mean, just to give you a heads up, so Hungary's right next to Ukraine. So when the whole war broke out, my journalist was going to the NGOs that were serving in Ukraine to get the inside story of what was happening in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So we you know, when you talk about hands on the field, it wasn't just here, you know, I lived in Jerusalem or lived in Israel for 22 years. I lived in Jerusalem for a short while. I have a town outside the Dead Sea. And, you know, when everything is happening, I have contacts on the ground.
Yeah.
They can go ahead and tell me what's actually happening. And so this is a different dynamic because, and since we've been doing more than this since 1999, I literally have pastor contacts all over the world. And so when something happens in, let's say, Nigeria or whatever, I have pastors that go ahead and send me an email. I actually just had a pastor send me an email that I misspelled something wrong. It's like, you got to spell this right. I was like, I'm sorry. Because I had a pastor in Nigeria tell me I'm spelling it wrong.
We're visiting with George Whitten, founder and director of Worthy News, and Travis Pander, director of digital media here at Crawford. And we've been talking about his Christian news outlet called Worthy News. George, tell our listeners where they can go to find out about your news.
Just go to worthynews.com. But you know what you can do now is you can go right to your own radio station.
That's right.
Because now you run our syndicated news on the radio station. So, hey, listen, we're glad to provide it. We just want to be a beacon of truth in the crazy world that we live in.
And if there's any other chance that you want to see what else he's got, shoot us an email. We're happy to respond to that. He's got so many products, there's no way we could put all those on the website. But I do encourage you to go to klzradio.com or 670klTT.com. Right on the front page are all of the headlines, and almost all of those come from George and Worthy News. And you will love the reporting. They're succinct stories, they're well-written, and you know they're coming from the source, which is so important right now.
George, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
God bless
you guys.